for sharing what happens in the history which made huge impact and shape in the Buddhist monastic education in Myanmar. And also, it is great to know more insights of Sayadaw's recent published book from Bloomsbury. I would like to hear more advice and comments from you on what should be the starting point and how Myanmar as a whole should start to approach Buddhism original education philosophy as well as Shin Maharatasara's education philosophy. Thank you. So this is the question.
I would like to hear more advice and comments from you. What should be the starting point and how Myanmar as a whole should start to approach the Buddhism original, education philosophy as well as Shin Maharatasara education philosophy. I think the Union Minister of Education is here. What the new education, the education reform is trying to do is to shift or to give more focus, not to use the word shift, to keep more focus to students than we ever did before. The teacher still has as much authority as he or she used to have before. But in the earlier days, the student was almost a passive participant. If we give more participation to the student, everyone participate, then we will have more brain working. I'd like to give you an example, you know, from Oxford University. If I am to teach the Four Noble Truths, the basic Buddhist philosophy, then I would compile a list, a suitable list of reading to students, pointing out page numbers. Then, in order to guide them with their reading, I would provide some leading questions. So I would give that information to them. So they would go to the library and they would read and they would produce either a summary or an essay, a short essay, or they would read and come and speak. So in that way, we give more opportunity to them to think and to speak. At the same time, we also place more responsibility to them. This is not a difficult task at all, a very easy task, I should say. It requires only the changing of psychology on the part of the teacher. If we are curious that the student may have their own ideas, interesting ideas, and then, you know, we want to listen to them. What happened in the past is that the teacher didn't want to listen to students when they want to speak. Psychologically, we can say this is a form of insecure feeling, psychologically. One monk, okay, was teaching Abhidhamma, and one of his students asked him a question. And he punished his student for asking a question. You see? So, a student center is for the teacher to digest the literature, that's a literature review, to know everything about the subject, and then to decide how much the student should start with, and then to guide them with questions. By doing so, if the student, if they learn how to ask questions, instead of learn how to provide answer, and once they learn how to ask a credible question, meaningful question, they are there.
Thank you very much, Sayaro. I think there are questions for both the Sayaro, so maybe the next one. Bhante, would you like to choose one, or shall I read? Shall I try to read? Sometimes it's... So the next one is about anthropology. According to Durkheim's theory, religion is a compound of sacred and profane. Likewise, many Buddhists in Myanmar generally understand that... This life to sacred by means of self-denial practice. Profane life to sacred by means of self-denial practice. I think the question is that whether the practice of self-denial or Sanyama, that can be called profane according to the anthropology, or how the Venerable sees this difference between sacred and profane in Buddhism.
Well, as I refer to Durkheim, in order to show that how anthropology work, I didn't say that Durkheim is his definition is a perfect definitions. I don't agree, but that definitions open the whole world for us. Otherwise, Buddhism is categorized under, not under religion, under philosophy. Because the word religion is very, very Christian dominant idea. You have to have God in order to become a religion. And we don't have that big G God. We might have a small G, of course. But again, that will be very interpretive. You can interpret in different way. So, Durkheim was the first person to be able to say among those own Western things that the way they are defining religion is very, very inclusive. Very, very exclusive, only their own. But what about the Buddhism, for example, who doesn't believe in God then? So, they don't have answer. That's why they say philosophy. But when we think of the word sasana in Pali. Actually, sasana doesn't mean religion. Tatana in Burmese, it doesn't mean the word religion in English, because the word in English is something to do with God. But tatana in Pali means that tatanang kileteti tatana, which means that the something which can cleanse your mind is called sthatana, it's called religion, you see? Very different meaning. So anthropologists try to let the Westerners open their eyes and say that, you see, if you are using the definition of a Christian definition, you are excluding so many people in the world. So he tried to give the reason, said that you have a sacred, but as well you'll have a profane, you have a secularization as well. Sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't like it, but that is a reflections of the kind. You can put, as you said in the one who questions, you can define if you want, this is to have a self-denial is a sacred or that is a profane, that is your choice. I wouldn't care. But if I'm anthropologist, I will look what is the influence of that sort of a belief or that sort of a knowledge in your daily life. What will happen with that sort of belief in your daily practice. It is just only the way you are referring to, you always say it, but if you are practicing totally different, and I will write that, that is the only way of saying it. In real life, you are doing different thing. So this is a just fact presenting machine in a way. So you can use it anyway, it's fine.
Thank you, Venerable. The next question actually can be for any of the speakers, and I will summarize the question. There are different types of confidence for different situations. The student is interested in knowing how to build up.
Can I have the question? There are several confidences in a respective situation. Could you tell the way how to build confidence in learning? Okay. And overcome some bad action. Well, it's a lot easier if the teacher is confident in himself, in herself. Okay. The teacher will be able to help the student to build confidence in themselves. Starting from something simple, and when the student has done it, and give credit to the student. So when the student receives recognition from the teacher, that means a lot for confidence. Contrarily, if the teacher focuses on negative aspect of the student, just on the shortcoming, and doesn't want to recognize the positive side, then the confidence of the student, you know, may be hard to develop. Now, this question goes to the extent of overcoming, okay, some bad action, some bad karma. I think when we talk about good karma, bad karma, we are talking also about the condition for that action to arrive, for that action to bear fruit. In other words, an action is like the seed. For that seed to grow into a plant and into fruition, there are other conditions like water, like the soil, like the oxygen, the sun, like this. In the same way, for one particular karma to bear fruit, there are other conditions. But now we talk about positive reinforcement to keep thinking about good thing, to keep speaking about good thing, positive thing in our life and in the life of other people. I think if we do that, the bad action, the bad karma, will not get the necessary condition to bear fruit. But only the good one, okay, we have more opportunity. In that way, we can postpone and ultimately banish the bad one. Neurology today, they say, whenever we have a negative thought, there's a neural connection appearing. When a negative neural connection appears in the amygdala, then the positive neural connection in the hippocampus disappears. It's similar to the way we understand karma. So by strengthening the positive thinking, we strengthen the positive karma.
Okay, as an anthropologist, I will go a very different way. Okay, this is very, very heavy stuff. So leave it to Oxford Sayado. I am very light. If I have to teach my student and then have to build a confidence his confidence, I will try to investigate what is the cause of losing his confidence first. I wouldn't go to the any text. I will see why. If he doesn't like the word Buddhism, for example, and then if you are trying to force Buddhism on him, of course he wouldn't accept. So it is the teachers. Now, how do you cheat him in a way? It's not a good word. But you have to get around and see that you might not use the word Buddhism at all because he's scared of the word Buddhism. So maybe he's very interested in computer game. So I will go and try to explain, I try to let him go to the computer game, but through that he will get into the Buddhism without knowing. And once he is in the game, you don't have to do anything. The only thing is that once you're in the game, you have to come, stop, come and have a tea. This is dinner time. And come. And he doesn't want to come because he's very into that. And that is how you develop the confidence. And that is a trick you have to develop as a teacher. You have to, as a Buddha, when he give teaching to anyone, he know what is his weakness, what is his strength. And just give a one word, one sentence, that's work. And that is how I base on looking at the people, looking at their community, so I will give that way, that method, so that he can recognize, he can develop his cognitivity by himself. So as a teacher, I just, pamper here, pamper there, if go out, and let him bring out himself.
The next question is asked in Myanmar. One who asks is Ula Su. Let us know Jai Munye, Yango. To me, I got all, look at it. Need the Alaga, Mamma Nangama, Amyazuha, Bali there, Bali Zagari, Joe Bido, Bali Abad, Sabbat, Yenje Mude, which you don't yard it, Yen Yanga, good or Arab machine at the job, Yenja Muha, Dorodi.
Thank you, Vasai. Mekum Medan. Pomonda Kulido, Sensancia Leyao. Pio Piatin. Pomana Manaro. A candabo, no? Chow Kedon. ชอบแค่ตรงอ่ะตะกบ่าลงไอ้ลูอี้อ่ะนัตตั้นแล้วไปชื่อแม่ลูกโหอ่ะเพียงแต่เต็มเป็นญาณชินตูอุทัพบาตาแล้วผิดแต่เพียงเต็มเป็นญาณชินตูอุก็เผอเลยแค่มันเนี่ยนัตตั้นแม่ละอะอะเมียซงลูกเผอเลยถ้าแม้ไอ้เข็มมาลูกฤตัจจะผะจ่าตัดผะแต่นงกากูลูอี้เนี่ยไอ้ลูอี้เนี่ยไอ้ฤตัดผะแต่นงเนี่ยเตยซงเนี่ยนงเนี่ยสวย ไอ้ดิเคกะอคุเคตะปูพี่รอไวโอเลนต์ขึ้นแท้ปูพี่รอจ้ําบาเลยตะเกเลโพมโนคู่ชื่อเดลูอุยเอ้คนตันบ้าง
第二的库宝母体比如脱车他那嘛，哎，那张，阿英啊，嗯，不认钱比如库个，没认钱不如面的哈，我，变比如三四部票吧嘞，嗯，阿库，第第比个的那包，那他那在国库那嘛，美国那个，哦，那都个阿富汗嘛有，那比如。
เสียเลยไปมาอยู่โคเรียมาอยู่สิตัดได้ชะทาชื่อตั้งมาเตยได้สิตาอี้ตั้วเนี่ยอตันเจ้ามาจองตาชินๆปิดตึกเตยได้อี้ตั้วกาไอ้ตันเจ้าเนี่ยมาเตยได้อยู่ในภูมิญาณเลยภูมิญาณเนี่ยแกพมโนเนี่ยเนี่ยเปลี่ยนจี้อ๋อพมโนเลทเทอร์มา statistics ไม่ใช่บ่าวที่ปีเกเรเน่ 90 60 80 ก็ปุญญ์ชั้นล่ะคู่ปุญญ์ชั้นผมเอ้อเราไม่เปล่านะผมเปล่าได้น่ะเราผมโหเย
မွေးရလေချမ်းပြင်းတယ်လည်းပဲလဲချမ်းမြုပ်ပင်လုံးနဲ့လဲချဆိုတာ26မိုင်ပဲဝေးတယ်ဘုံမလုံးငယ်တော့ဆိုရင်ဓမြအရန်ကြောက်တယ်အခုတော့မကြောက်တော့ဘူးလူတွေညလည်းသွားကြတယ်အဲ့ဒီကကြည်ချင်းအဖြစ်ပို့ပြီးတော့ငင်းချမ်းတယ်လို့ဘုံမကပြောချင်တယ်အဲ့မဲ့ထင်ရမှာဒီမိခွင့်ရဲ့အဓိကကြတဲ့အပိုင်းကအဲ့ဒီအပိုင်းမဟုတ်ပါဘူး အဓိကကြတဲ့ပိုင်းကတော့ပို့ပြီးတော့လူတွေရဲ့စိတ်ထဲမှာအပိဒီမာရဲ့တရားတော်ရောက်သွားအောင်ပို့ပြီးတော့ငြိမ်းချမ်းအောင်နောက်တော့နောက်ပြီးတော့တာယာဖွင့်ဖြိုးအောင်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်မှာတော့ဆိုမေးတဲ့မိခွန်းတွေပဲအဲ့ဒီပိုင်းကပို့အဓိကကြပါတယ်ရှေးကပိုင်းကတော့ဒီမိခွန်းရဲ့အခြေခံတဲ့သီအိုရီတခုပဲအဲ့တော့ဒီမိခွန်းကိုဖြေမယ်ဆိုရင်ဗုဒ္ဓရဲ့အတွေးခေါ်ရဆိုရင်တော့
ပြဿနာအခြေခံပြီးတော့တွေးရပါတယ်ပရောဖရမ်ဘေ့စ်သင့်ကင်ခမုန်းကမငြိမ်းချမ်းမှုဆိုရင်ဘာကြောင့်မငြိမ်းချမ်းတာတော့မဖွင့်ဖြိုးဆိုရင်ဘာကြောင့်မဖွင့်ဖြိုးတော့အဲ့ဒီမိခွန်းကိုမေးရတယ်မေးတဲ့အခါမှာပြဿနာကဘာလို့ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီမိခွန်းကြောင့်မေးအဲ့ဒီမိခွန်းမေးရင်အဲ့ဒီပြဿနာကြောင့်ဆွေးနွေးရင်လူတွေစိတ်ဆိုးတယ်အိုအယံကိုပညာတတ်တဲ့ပညာရှင်တွေကြားထဲမှာပကံရာဆိုရ
လို့လေဟိုဟိုစိတ်မဆိုးအောင်အဲ့တော့တနေ့ကဘုံပြောရဟာအာမြန်မာပေါ်လုံးလေးစင်ကဒုတိယရခဲ့အဲ့တော့ဟို half full and half empty ပြာကြည့်မှာတော့ half empty ဆိုရင်တော့ဘလုပွဲမှာရှုံးတာကိုကြည့်ရမှာ half full ဆိုရင်တော့ဒုတိယရတယ်ဆယ်တင်းထဲမှာဒုတိယရအဲ့တော့ဘယ်ဟာကိုကြည့်မှာတော့ရှုံးသွားတဲ့အခါမှာ Facebook ပေါ်မှာရောလမ်းပေါ်မှာရောလက်ဖက်ဆိုင်မှာရောဆဲတဲ့လူတွေကိုကြည့်ခြင်းအပြင် half empty ကိုကြည့်တဲ့ချင်အဲ့တော့အကောင်းမြင်ဝါဒရှိဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ်ပြဿနာကိုလေးလာတယ်ပြဿနာအကြောင်းပြောတယ်ပြောပြီးတော့စိတ်မဆိုးဘဲနဲ့ဟိုစိတ်တည်ငြိမ်နေသေးတာအဲ့ဒါအကောင်းမြင်ဝါဒရဲ့အခြေခံပါအဲ့ဒါကဟိုသစ္စာလေးပါးနဲ့ရလာတဲ့အတွေးခေါ် philosophy လည်းဟုတ်တယ် Now အခုအနောက်တိုင်းမှာ mindfulness လို့ခေါ်တဲ့ဟိုတရားထိုင်တာနဲ့ရလာတဲ့ဟို skill လည်းဟုတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါလို့ဆိုရင်တော့ပုံပုံထင်တယ်ဒီငိမ့်ချမ်းမှုတိုးတက်မှုတွေဟာသူ့အတူအခြေခံတွေရလာမယ်ဖြစ်လာမယ်လို့ယုံကြည်ပါတယ
် The next question also asks in Myanmar and as well as in English The person who asks is Dawda Nyanawara lecturer in Waj Buddhist University Sagaing He asks in Myanmar one နိုင်ငံရခြားမှာဗုဒ္ဓဘာသာကြအောင်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်သင့်ပါတလဲ how can we try Buddhism to spread towards abroad this is one question another question is ယနေ့မြန်မာဘုန်းကြီးပညာရေးကိုဘုန်းကြီးပညာရေးလို့ရေးထားပါတယ်ဘုန်းကြီးပညာရေးကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်သင့်မလဲ what is your good idea for the monastery education in Myanmar this two question these two question also will be answered by Thiaro
Thank you. နိုင်ငံရဲ့ဈာမဗုဒ္ဓဘာသာပြန့်ပွားအောင်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်မလဲ နိုင်ငံဈာမတွေ့ကြုံရတဲ့ပြဿနာတွေဘာပြဿနာတွေတုံးဆို problem based approach ဒီအလုပ်အဲ့ဒီတွေ့ရတဲ့ပြဿနာတွေဥပမာစိတ်ဖိစီးမှုတို့เนาะ stress တွေနောက်ပြီးတော့relationship တွေ breakdown ဖြစ်တာတော့အဲ့ဒီလိုပြဿနာတွေအဲ့ဒီပြဿနာတွေဟိုလေ့လာမှာပေါ့သာသနာသွားပြုခြင်းတဲ့ဘုရားလေ့လာစိတ်ဝင်စားမယ်သူများရဲ့ဒုက္ခကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားမယ်သူများစိတ်ဒုက္ခကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဒီနိုင်ငံခြားလူတွေဥပမာဥရောပတို့အမေရိကန်လူတွေသူတို့ရဲ့ way of thinking ကဘယ်လိုရှိတော့တွေးခေါ်ပုံတွေးခေါ်နေအဲ့ဒါဒုတိယအခုအချက်လေ့လာမယ့်အရာဖြစ်ပါတယ်အဲ့လိုလေ့လာပြီးပြီဆိုရင်ဗုဒ္ဓတရားတော်ကသူတို့ရဲ့ပြဿနာဘယ်ပြဿနာကိုဘာနဲ့ဖြေရှင်းပေးနိုင်တော့ဆိုအဲ့ဒီကရုဏာအခြေခံတဲ့စိတ်နဲ့သွားရဆိုရင်တော့အဲ့ဒီဖို့ရင်နားတော့မနားရအောင်
သူကတကယ် popular ဖြစ်မှာ။ဘာဖြစ်လို့တော့သူတို့အတွက်ဟိုအတုံးချလို့အတုံးဝင်လို့ useful ဖြစ်လို့အဲ့လိုမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့ဟို conquer လုပ်တဲ့အနေနဲ့အနိုင်ယူတဲ့အနေနဲ့အဲ့လိုသွားရဆိုရင်တော့သူကဓမ္မဝိဇ္ဇာစိတ်ထိုင်မဟုတ်သေးဘူး။ဓမ္မဝိဇ္ဇာဆိုတာကတော့သူတို့ရဲ့ပြဿနာသူတို့ရဲ့ဒုက္ခကိုနည်းအောင်လုပ်ချင်တဲ့စိတ်အဲ့ဒီစိတ်နဲ့တာနာသွားပြုမယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ပေသာသနာဖြစ်ဖြစ်ပေနိုင်ငံပဲသွားသွားအများလက်ခံမယ်လို့တပည့်တော်ယုံကြည်ရဖရာနော်ဒေါက်တာအရှင်ညာနဝရဒုတိယတစ်ခုကမြန်မာဘုန်းကြီးပညာရေးကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ပါသလဲမြန်မာဘုန်းကြီးပညာရေးကသူကဟိုချမ်းစာတွေကအကောင်းတယ်တကယ်လေးနဲ့တဟန်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒီချမ်းစာကိုလေးလာတဲ့နီးကတချို့ဟာတွေဟိုစံမွေးဘုရားလာပြီးတော့ဖြစ်ဆိုင်ဝဲလာပြီးတော့ဖြစ်နေမိခုံးမေးတဲ့ဆရာတော်တွေကသူ့ရဲ့မိခုံးကိုတောင်းသားတွေဖြေတဲ့အခါအောင်နေရင်သူကခုံယူတာခုံယူတာအဲ့ဒါမျိုးကြတော့ဟိုသာသနာပြုတဲ့စိတ်တိုင်းမဟုတ်ပြန်ဘူးသာသနာပြုတဲ့စိတ်တိုင်းမဟုတ်ဒါကြောင့်နေခင်းတော့တပည့်တော်စာရန်ထဲမှာပြောထားတဲ့အထက်မှာတကယ်လို့ပညာရေးပြုပြင်မယ်ဆိုရင်စိတ်ပိုင်းဆိုင်ရာအရာပြင်လည်းပြုပြင်ရမယ်။နောက်ပြင် training တွေပေးရမယ်။အခုထက်ထိအစိုးရတွေမှာဆရာဖြစ်တင်နှန်းကြောင်းရှိတယ်။ဟိုင်းနေတီလိုက်ရှင်တွေဆရာဖြစ်တင်နှန်းတွေမရှိပါဘူး။ဘုံဘုံကိုယ်တိုင်အသက်16နှစ်နဲ့ဓမ္မစရိယအောင်ပြီးတော့ဘာမှအတွေ့အကြုံမရှိဘဲနဲ့စာသင်ရတယ်။ပထမ lesson မှာလေသင်ရတဲ့အခါမှာချွေးတွေပြန်အရန်ကိုကြောက်တယ်။ဘူးကလည်းဘလို့အော်မဟုတ်ဆို lesson တွေပြင်ရမယ်အဲ now ဒီ teaching philosophy ဘယ်လိုရှိတယ်ဒီ syllabus ရဲ့အတွေးခေါ်ဘယ်လိုရှိတယ် now မေးတဲ့အခါမှာဒီ philosophy နဲ့ kait ညီအောင်ဘယ်လိုမေးရမလဲစစ်စာစစ်တဲ့အခါမှာလည်းပဲသူ့ရဲ့ framework ကဘယ်လိုရှိဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါဘုံဘုံတော့လုံးဝဟို training မရခဲ့ပါဘူး training မရခဲ့ခါကျတော့အရင်ကမိခွန်းလေးကိုကြည့်ပြီးတော့ဟိုလှုပ်ကြတာလေအဲ့ဒါဟိုကိုးကားတဲ့မိခွန်းကမှားပြီဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒါတခြားလုံးမှားသွားတာပဲအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ဟိုဘုန်းကြီးပညာရေးကိုအဲ့ဒီကနေစပြီးတော့ပြုပြင်သင်ပါတယ်လို့ထင်ပါတယ
် Another question also asked in mixed English and Burmese
Want to ask
The version is I cannot read this name Pirustola
How can we find Spread Buddhism abroad. Another question. What is your good idea for monastery education?
Well, again, to be very short, because I guess that Oxford Sayadaw is always long. So I am a Cambridge Sayadaw. I'll be very short.
Homo classes.
All classes.
If you want to spread Buddhism, first of all, you have to be a good Buddhist. You have to be a good Buddhist and then show them that what is the strength of being a Buddhist? What is the benefit of being a Buddhist? How friendly you are, how compassionate you are, how lovely you are. Then, that is already spreading Buddhism. You don't have to teach. Action is better than the loud voice. Okay? The second part, what is your good idea for monastic education in Myanmar? Of course, when we talk about monastic educations, that is sometime we have to consider very deeply. When you say monastic education, now we are giving mostly on Tipitaka, Abhidhamma, Pali, and so on and so. Very important. Without that, we don't call monastic. But, again, Cambridge Sayadaw will ask that, whether, if you have a full knowledge of Buddhism, but if you can survive in the real world, what do you mean by that? So having a knowledge, you are drowned with the knowledge, you are drowned with all the Dhamma, you know all the 84,000 teachings. But when you get stressed, you forget that. You know? And you forget that you know all those things. So basically, in order to teach our monastic educations, it is very important that how we balance the ideas. Very important to have the background knowledge of Tipitaka, Dhamma, and anything. But provided that, you have to make sense with your true life. Then that will be the Dhamma. What is Dhamma means? Upholding. Upholding your own life. Upholding your who you are. Yeah. That is how we have to balance the education. Because education doesn't mean that teach. Education means bringing out. You see? Education means something you bring out after you understood. It is not a kind of a teaching. It is a cognitivity. That's why in the Panchasila, Sikha Padang Samadhiyami, Tikha Padang Samadhiyami, which means that what? I dedicate myself to study in deeply the lesson. You see? It's not say that, no, you don't do that. People say, don't do. And if you say that, if you have a label here, don't come up, people will come up. Why? You see, that is a rebellious type of people. But if you say something very makes sense, let them understood, let them cognitive, and that is how education should be. Very short. Yeah.
As I have just claimed, the next question is, Dr. Yuval Harari, future homo crisis phet nai lu pyo de ba de naw thuk ko Stephen Hawking Evan nga ka ne lu de wa myo twa me pyo ba de brief answers to the big questions so pi lo sia ro ko tai yai me tha ba de
Oxford sia ro wa ma phi ne ne question number 2 ni Stephen Hawking nga AI, artificial intelligence, ga lu de wa myu twa me lu pyo da. Phit nai chin ne phit nai lai me lu de a myu myu shi khe de so da le. Evolution ya 6 myu shi khe so da myu bae chan ne so da. Aidi theory ko yong ne so yin naw lu ga tu ye lou ya ne tu ko pyan pi lo phet si twa lu so da. Da le Buddhist philosophy ya so no phit nai ma da mae ai di ha o set de the lu go po chit de pogo re ya lu da re go po chit de pogo re ya ta ke lo a kaung twa yin wa myo nai ne so de possibility ga phit la chin ma phit la le me da ro Stephen Hawking ga le tu possibility be pyo da phom mo ga le possibility be pyo ba
Yes, next question from Dr. Nirmala, lecturer at the SSBU. My question goes to Venerable Professor Dr. Pasakayawang Wiswaj. Oh, me. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for your wonderful presentation. Thank you. I came to realize that anthropology is the study of what makes us human. Yes. To comprehend the term anthropology more clearly, we also need to understand what human is. So, my question is, how will you define the term human? Do I have to answer this question? I think everyone here sitting is a human. Don't you know that you are human? If you don't know you are human, I'm worried. Well, as an anthropologist, it's very easy, okay? If I study Oxford Sayadaw as a Buddhist philosopher, whatever, then I will try to get answer what is human based on Buddhism. Maybe Buddhism will say that it's a panchaskanda. It is a nama rupa. It is a kaya and citta. Go on. I listen. That's all. And then what ordinary people see as a human? Maybe different things. What anthropologists look at a human is that what makes us human, who is human? For anthropology, human is human interaction. Okay? Human interactions. Imagine somebody have maybe read or heard about the what you call is the a boy who was born but he was neglected. And the fox and the wolves, they fed that boy. He's a human, totally, but he was brought up as a fox, as a dog, you see. So his body is true human, but because of his interaction, he lost his humanity. When the people find him, they have to re-educate a lot until he came back to be human. Otherwise, he was walking as a dog, he was eating as a dog, everything. So what is the interactions make you human? If you are born, for example, when we are born, do we know who are we when? If animal, they know, they have an animal instinct. If it is a dog, give birth to a small puppy, the small puppy can go and find the mother's milk to her to suck in. As a human body, as a human, when we are born, what can you do? Do you have a human instinct? No. Animal have animal instinct. But human instinct, no. We don't know. We just cry, cry, cry. If nobody even, it is said that even mother try to give the milk, even you don't know how to suck the milk. We don't know how to survive ourselves. The mother has to teach you by drop, maybe two drops, until something get on and you started to, you know, started to chalk up and then started to get some taste and so and so, and started slowly started. So you see, that makes you human. The human, for anthropologists, means that how you interact. Interactions make you somebody. Therefore, for anthropologists, human is a copycat machine. So always copying someone. If there is nothing to copy, if there is a dog there, then you will be a dog, not a human anymore. So in order to have a human, you always have to very careful with the Buddha's word, asewana jabala nam pandita nancha sewana. Etang mangala mutamang, that is a human.
Now, question to me, Havare, Pamalu, me, Vare, Beta Duga, Yango, Shiva, and Tegu, Tudia, Nanga Sasa, Yiga, Chowna, Mount Bobu, Shiba. Mira question, Tanoto Boda, that we have, Boda Sindu, we go to look, Buzo Javare. ဒီတော်ကိုလည်းကိုယ်ွယ်ပူဇော်ကြပါတယ်ဘုရားယူပါတော်မြတ်များကိုဘုရားကိုစိတ်၌ယူမှန်း၍ပူဇော်ကိုယ်ွယ်ကြပါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဘာလို့ဒီတော်ကိုယ်ွယ်ပူဇော်ကြပါတယ်ဘုရားရဲ့ဆန်တော်ဓာတ်တွေကိုထာဝရထားခြင်းကြောင့်လားသောမဟုတ်အခြားမြည်သည့်အကြောင်းများကြောင့်လည်းဖရာအဲ့တော့ဖရာတွေလည်းကြောင့်ဆရာတော်ဖြေပါလိမ့်မယ်အထုမြတ်ထားရတဲ့အရာကိုစေတီလို့ခေါ်တယ် ไอ้เสรีกพุทธมยสวาพยาเสียนี่ลาได้ปิสิริจีเป้ดิดัตโตฤบาฤอะระดาตุเสตีขอเลยอะตงจุฤปิสิฤเนี่ยสอธงจุปิสิฤอะระปริโภคเสตีขอเลยตุยเอปิสิฤนอกจากกูก็တော့ဒီแท้มาပြောထားတဲ့အတိုင်းစင်တုတော်စာ စင်တုတော်တွေနောက်ပြီးတော့ပကြီကားတွေဒါတွေဥဒိတ္တစေတီအဲနောက်ဆုံးတစ်ခုကတော့မြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့အဆုံးအမတွေအတွေ့အခေါ်တွေအဲ့ဒါစေတီတစ်မျိုးဓမ္မစေတီအခုပြောတာကစေတီတော်တွေကိုဘာကြောင့်ကိုးခွယ်လို့ဆိုဒီထဲမှာအဖြစ်မှန်တော့ပါပြီးသားပါဗုဒ္ဓရဲ့ဆန္ဒတော်ဓာတ်တွေကိုထားမှန်းထားခြင်းကြောင့်အဲကိုးခွယ်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ်တခြားအချိန်မှန်ကြတော့ တချို့နေရာမှာကြတော့ဒီဆန်တော်အစစ်တို့ဓာတ်တော်အစစ်တို့အဲရှားတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မလို့မရှိပါဘူးမရှိပေမဲ့ဒီအဲဓာတ်တော်စစ်တဲ့ဆိုတော့အတရုပ်ပြည်တို့နောက်ပြီးတော့သရီလင်္ကာကန်တီတို့အဲ့မှာအဲကိုကအတုတခုလို့ပြီးတော့ဆင်ဆွဲတဲ့တခုလို့ပြီးတော့အဲ့ဓာတ်တော်နာမှာသွားပြီးတော့ဟောထားတယ်ပေါ့အဲ့ဒါရင်ွေလုံတယ်လို့ခေါ်ကြတယ်ဒါကတော့ဟော တမ်ပင်လာပြီးတော့ဖရာတဲ့ဟာတွေစေတီထဲမှာထားတဲ့ဟာတွေအများကြီးရှိပါတယ်တချို့ကြတော့အဲ့လိုဓာတ်တော်မျိုးမရှိပါဘူးဘုံဘုံတွေ့ခဲ့တဲ့ဟာအဲစေတီထဲမှာပါထန်ဆိုစင်တုတော်ပဲပြန်ထဲတယ်စင်တုတော်ပဲပြန်ထဲအဲ့တော့အဲ့ဒီဟာတွေကတော့အပြင်မှာရှိတဲ့ဖြစ်စည်းပေါ့အဲ့အပြင်မှာရှိတဲ့ဖြစ်စည်းတွေကိုဘာဖြစ်လို့ဟိုအရေးထားတာတော့ဆိုအဲအတွင်းမှာထားရမယ်ဓမ္မစေတီအထိရောက်အောင်
သူကအထောက်ကူပြုလို့တဲ့ဒါကတော့ဟိုဟိုလွတ်လွတ်လွတ်လွတ်နဲ့ချင်းချင်းနေအမ်ဒီမိကုံးကိုဖြေချခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
်ပြေလောက်ပြီလို့ထင်ပါတယ်ဇေဒီနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ဇေဒီဒီလည်းပဲဥဒိတဇေဒီပါပဲရုပ်ပွားတော်ဒီလည်းပဲဥဒိတဇေဒီပါပဲတော့အခေါ်တာကွာတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ကြွေတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ဘုရားရှင်ကိုကြီးမှန်းပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ပူဇော်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရုပ်ပွားတော်ကိုပူဇော်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ယုတ်တုကိုကိုးကွယ်ခြင်းမဟုတ်ပါဘူးဒါကအလုံးသီဝိသဖြစ်ပါတယ်ကျွန်တော်ဒီမှာမိမဆိုလို့ဆက်ပြီးပြောတာပါဖြစ်ပါတယ်ခဗျာဇေဒီဟာလည်းပဲဆရာတော်အမင်းရှိသလိုဓာတ်တော်မွေတော်ပါတိဖြစ်စေမပါတိဖြစ်စေဘုရားရဲ့ဂုဏ်တော်ကိုကြီးမှန်းပြီးပူဇော်ထားတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကိုးကွယ်တဲ့ဥဒိတဇေဒီတစ်မျိုးဖြစ်ကြောင်းကျွန်တော်ဆရာတော်ကိုဖြစ်ဆက်ပြီးတော့ရှောက်ထားပါတယ်ခဗျာ
Okay, another question from Ma Teja, a student. He is saying that, Venerable, I have learned from your talk that Buddhism is similar to anthropology. Could you kindly mention how they resemble to each other for some extent? Because it is a very new term for me. Very thank. I guess you have to take my class. Then you will understand that.In these very few words, I will say that when I say it is very similar, similar in terms of investigation, similar in terms of trying to get clarification, but anthropology stopped there. Anthropology is good at spying, good at investigating, good at understanding. Once you understood what you are, and stop there. If there is a problem,And anthropology says that there is a such problem because of this and that, finished. Anthropology become, you know, finish their job. Somebody will take up. The policymaker will take their result and make a policy. Or the problem solver, they will take that, their summarization, and they will solve the problem. The solution is another anthropology. But Buddhism is much, much better than anthropology.Because we have a very tools that we don't believe in anything. We don't believe in anything. Very important, as a Buddhist, I always try to emphasize on this point. We sometimes believe too much. We always say that Buddha asks us not to believe. Kalama Sutta says this and that. Kalama Sutta says that not to believe. But we believe in Kalama Sutta.You see? We refer that Kalama Sutta teach us not to believe, but we believe in the Kalama Sutta itself. So, what we are talking about here? So, in that sense, anthropology is good at investigating, trying to understand from every angles, whatever way you can. You can use a medical, you can use a mathematics, you can use a history, you can use a sociology, you can use a geography, you can use a cosmology, you can use a...animism, you can use whatever you will, you want to understand it. Once you understand, you know why. And anthropology is done. But Buddhism says that if you know that that is good, so you have to bhavana, you have to develop it. If you know that that is bad, you have the pahana, you have to stop it and then trying to finish that. So this is a similarity.In the sense of just a methodology in the beginning. But in the overall, it's two different disciplines, two different things. So these days, that's why you have an anthropology of Buddhism, which is already a subject in the modern world. In the many Western universities, you have a syllabus, you have a class, you have a subject called anthropology of Buddhism. What do they do that? What do they learn in that subject? They try to learnBuddhism through Buddhist community, Buddhist society. Also the text as well. Canonical Buddhism, they look at the study as well. But not at a pure canonical. But look at how people influence those canon, those texts. And then what you are seeing as the reflections of those teaching in that society. So anthropology just work as a mirror for you.Just to show you who you are. But if you want to solve the problem, if you find that, I have some scratch in my face, then it is your job to clean it out. So that is Buddhism. That is not anthropology. Anthropology show you that there is some paint on your face. That's all.
Thank you very much, Venerable. Now there is a question that I assume it was for the Venerable Brahma Pandit. It's about philosophy. So may I ask the Venerables to answer on his behalf?
Okay. So this is, we are in the philosophy, philosopher in proxy. Lecture in Sitagu in philosophy. Is philosophy and Dhamma same? After that, it's all, what is it in the Burmese language, I can't read. Philosophy in the many philosophers' thinking. Dhamma is not just the thinking of... Yes, it's very... Actually, the Brahma Pandit, Venerable Brahma Pandit also mentioned, when you say philosophy, it is very simple, okay? Very simple. Again, you ask anthropologists to define philosophy. Philosophy is simply love of knowledge. You see? So you can ask, where we come from? Where are we going after we die? All those unanswerable questions, the philosophy will come. And then we will debate. No. For example, in the Papua New Guinea, there's some certain tribe. They believe that they were born from the sea. They said that because they are the island people, when they go to the sea, all the women, they will go and take the bath in the sea, and the god of sea inseminate them. And then that's how the human is born, you see. So people will debate on that like that. How can it be? And this has become philosophy. And when you satisfy with the answers of debating and debating and debating, and that is a philosophy. But Buddha said that. Buddhism is very different. It is not a drishti, it is not an opinion, it is not an idea, it is not a kind of love of knowledge. Chua kha to bhagavata dhammo. Dhamma is you have a good intention. Sanditiko, you can see for yourself. Ditti, you can see for yourself. Akaliko, it is universal. It is a no time factor, it is a universal. It is not only Burmese, it is only Thai, it is African, it is Alaskan, whatever. It is same fact. Akaliko, universal. Ehi pasiko, because it is a universal, you can ehi, come on. Pasiko, look at it, you can show it very proudly. And you can debate it until the cows come home back. So you can debate. But if you keep on debating, ehi pasiko, that is a philosophy. But Buddha says that Buddhism is not ending there. Buddhism has to be ehi pasiko, opanayiko. What is opanayiko? You can practice what you are talking about. It is a pragmatic point. It is a practicable. So once you are once you can practice, you can see, test for yourself. Pachatang veditabo vinyohiti. Then you will know what it is by yourself, your personal kind of proving. It's a personal experience. Pachatang. And that is a dharma, you see. Philosophy is an idea you develop, but dharma is something very much different. Dharma means that you have to understand and you have to get result out of it. And you can do it, not debate it. We can conference, we can debate. But what is all about? But if you can get some of the clarification when you go back home, from Oxford Sayado, I have learned that. From now on, I'm going to practice this way. And when you practice, you find ultimate happiness. And that is dharma.
The second part, so without exam, how can we study knowledge? Without exam, how can we study knowledge? So I want to, I don't want to answer this, but I want to give you some ideas. Examination is an assessment that certain people require some time for job, some time for promotion, like that. And those people, they try to gain knowledge for a certain purpose. What the Buddha is saying is that knowledge, just for its own sake, is no point. But knowledge, that have solved problem. That is problem-based learning, problem-based knowledge, problem-related knowledge. That's the only useful one. How can we study without exam? Actually, the knowledge that we get through examination, we forget. When you are at a standard, you forget almost anything that you have learned before. And when you're at university, you almost forget everything that you have learned before. It's not about knowledge, it's about the skill that we have. Skill, okay, social skill, thinking skill, speaking skill, that kind of skill. Okay, and if I may be allowed to take your attention, to bring your attention to Mangala Dok, Mangala Sutta, Bahudisinsa, that's general knowledge, Bipinsa, the professional knowledge, Vinayasa, that's discipline, Dubadidasa, that's speaking skill, that's communication skill. So Mangala Dok talks about education in that way. But in Professor Sakyawamsa Visuddhi had just said, it's interaction. So the skill that is useful for human interaction, that's the most useful one. Economic, define one interaction. Commerce, define one interaction. History, define one interaction. Physics, define one interaction. Okay, religion defines another interaction. So many ways of defining that interaction, and all those skills, we call them knowledge. This day, because the institution which run exam, they seem to control, to have the monopoly of knowledge. That is why we cannot think of obtaining knowledge with the exam. With the exam. Actually, if you look at the most knowledgeable monks or most knowledgeable scientists, most of the knowledge that they get, breakthrough knowledge, is not from exam. It's from their own motivation to help the world. Okay, that knowledge is worthier than that we learn from the exam. Thank you.
Very long. The whole paper. Thank you, Venerables. In terms of a building confidence, we know psychologically that when things are unfamiliar, we will uncertain or under confidence. You are right. However, is there a sense in which new educational values are already familiar to us? Maybe not in education, but in our Buddhism. Non-elitist and student-centered learning seem to embody values of non-discrimination, metta, and empirical inquiry. Not holding to views is very like any comparative study. Historicism counteracts our tendency to see things as forgetting they are contingent, etc., etc. So do we actually have good reason to already feel confident in this educational approach? Not only are we already partly familiar with it, but it seems to be an approach that can embody even more Buddhist values than ever before. Is there hope for this? How can we emphasize the connections rather than differences? I have to give this one to the Oxford Sayado with honor.
Thank you. The Buddhist idea is to help us to see that the differences that we have, they are all mind-made.
and they are all self-created. And to use a stronger word, it's self-inflicted pain. So when we talk about change, unsatisfactoriness, and universal value, anicca, dukkha, anatta, anicca as change, dukkha as unsatisfactoriness, anatta as universal, pain is universal, joy is universal, in that sense. We actually, in the Buddhist practice, we actually emphasize commonness. If we say, if I experience my tiredness properly, and then I apply that, okay, I visualize that on other people, they must be also tired, then I see something in common. When I'm hungry, if I watch my hunger mindfully, and then I use maybe 30 seconds to project it to other people, on other people, and I will get a sense that they are also hungry. So we get something in common. And to see that commonality is to help us from to help us not to go into isolation. Otherwise, you know, we tend to go into isolation. I mean, being unique means to go into isolation. If somebody is depressed, if he or she thinks that she is the only one who is depressed, other people are all happy. So there's isolation in terms of psychology. So, what we are driving at in terms of Buddhist value, which is used in psychotherapy, in cognitive therapy, and all that, is that our experience, our daily experience, are all too common. There is a research which says every day we have about 50,000 thoughts, and 98% of them are repetitive, meaning the same as yesterday. This is true to everyone. This is to say, at least according to this research, 98% are common. We just think of what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, who will say anything good about us or gossip about us. You know, our mind are centered around these issues. So a very repetitive so it's a function of the mind. But this question is very good, that the in Burmese what we say, lekanai dongba, the three characteristics of human being, and they are common, they are universal, they are commonality. Thank you.
I think the time is up for today, so I would like to thank the speakers once more, and we will resume tomorrow. There have been many questions that couldn't be answered during this session, but the Oxford Sayado will be here tomorrow for the whole day, and hopefully we will have time tomorrow to continue with this session. So please be patient with that. And so now we will stop, and I will pass the microphone to the MCs for resuming tomorrow. Thank you.
ทุกเพศชาติโดยเอ่อเด้อเหมียตุเตติปัญญาရှင်เหมียเหมียอาชิงเล่นตาอยู่ဖြစ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မေးထားတဲ့မေးပွန်းများကိုကျန်တာတွေမနှက်ဖြင့်ငါဆက်ပြီးတော့ဖြေပါမယ်ညကြမှာတရေနှုတ်မှာအကြံပေါ်ပြီးထပ်မိတာတော့မလုပ်ကြပါနဲ့ခင်ဗျာတကားပြောတာပါဆရာတော်ရဲ့အခွင့်အားတည်ရင်စိတ်ကိုအမြဲတမ်းဖြည့်စစ်ပေးမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်မနှက်ဖြင့်တော့ထပ်ပြီးတော့ဖြေဖို့ဆရာတော်ကအမိန့်ရှိပါတယ်ခင
Thank you very much to the venerable panelists and our chairpersons for making this question and answer session a very presentable one, and we would like to express our deep appreciation to our audience for your active participation and remain in the conference venue till the end. So before we conclude today's program, we would like to update you with the tomorrow for the second day program. Just like today, we will have afternoon paper reading sessions, and we will have three speakers who would be speaking on the different approach. For the chair, we have the honor of Venerable Oxford Siado, Professor Dr. Damasamy, and Siaji, Professor Dr. Dola, Head of Department of History, retired University of Mandalay. And to acquaint you with the tomorrow papers, it is also equally very interesting, and I very much look forward to seeing you all. Looking at the three panelists tomorrow, you might notice that all the three lay scholars, though they are lay scholars, it's our honor that they all are graduated from the University of London and University of the Cambridge. Apart from that, they have looked deeply into how Buddhism and the at the same time, they try to dig the hidden treasures which our Myanmar people have forgotten. So, not taking much ado, we would like to invite you for the tomorrow program, and we very much look forward to seeing you all tomorrow once again. So, the most venerable members of the Sangha, venerable nuns, excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, with the kind permission of the most venerables and excellencies, may we now have the honor to announce that the first day of the International Conference on Remembering the Past and Ways Forward, a Multidisciplinary Approach to Pali, Abhidhamma and Buddhist Studies has accomplished successfully. And on behalf of the Organizing Committee and Shenstead Buddhist University, we really would like to express our heartfelt thanks and deep appreciation to each and everyone, our esteemed audience, for gracing the occasion and for the active participation, and the University of Yangon for hosting the event, the donors, volunteers for making this event a success. So, thank you very much once again. I hope we all make this event a success. So, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
ရှင်ကုန်တိတ်ကသူရှားပြည့်ထိမ့်မဲ့ဤခန္ဓာတရားဖြစ်ကျင်ပါတယ်ပါဠိအဘိဓမ္မာနဲ့ဗုဒ္ဓစာပေတို့ကိုရှုထောင့်မျိုးစုံမှာချင်းကဲ့လေ့လာရန်အတွက်တိတ်ကိုပြန်လည်သုံးသပ်ခြင်းနဲ့အနာဂတ်နည်းလမ်းများကိုရှာဖွေခြင်းပြီးပြီးဆိုင်ရာစာရန်ဖတ်ပွဲဒုတိယနေ့ခန္ဓာကိုလည်းကြွားရောက်ကြားရောက်ကြပါရန်လေးစားစွာဖိတ်ခေါ်အပ်ပါတယ်ရှင် ဒုတိယနေ့အခမ်းအနားကိုလည်းဆက်လက်ပြီးကြွားရောက်ကြပါရန်လေးစားစွာဖိတ်ခေါ်အပ်ပါတယ်ရှင်
ဒီနေ့ဖြေချာရန်ကြံရှိတဲ့မိကုန်းတွေကိုလည်းမနေ့ဖြန်မှာဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ဖြေချာပေးမှာဖြစ်တဲ့အတွက်အရေးသက်များအနေနဲ့အကြွားရောက်ပြီးတော့ပါဝင်ဆွေးနွေးဖို့ချင်းမြတ်မှုထပ်မံပြီးတော့ဖိတ်ခေါ်အပ်ပါတယ်ကျေးဇူးတင်ပါတယ်